This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Happy Sunday. It is Schmerch. It is the day of the Lord that I don't believe in. And we're going to get to that now. But first, it's time for a Funk Dad. Question out there to religious people that are always trying to convert others. If God wants us to believe, he'll find us. Leave us alone. Man, Funk Dad. Da, 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 da.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Yeah. We the hottest. Search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant. Rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Do you know what today is? It's kind of how I'm feeling.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
It's time to wake up now.
Time to wake up!
Today, I don't want to.
Why not?
Why not?
Today, it's National Lazy Day.
Boy, are you lazy.
So lazy.
You lazy!
You are lazy?
You think I'm lazy?
Yes. Lazy?
People are lazy.
So lazy.
But get up anyway!
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
But you are lazy, right?
Yep. All right, it's showtime.
I'm the hardest working lazy dude you'll ever meet. I work every day, but I'm still lazy in a way.
I guess this is what happens when God gets lazy and humans have to pick up the slack.
It is. Thank you, Dale. 856-49-HOPPY. It also is National S'mores Day.
Hey, you want a s'more? S'more what?
No, you want a s'more.
I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
You're killing me, Smalls.
One of the legendary scenes from The Sandlot, and here is S'mores for Snores, a comedy bit.
New from Nabisco and Lunesta, S'mores for Snores. If you're living with someone who sounds like a crazed elephant mating with a freight train when they sleep, finally there's help. It's a combination of chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers.
I got it!
Each item is laced with something to help you sleep. Chocolate infused with L-tryptophan, marshmallows, and Ambien. And graham crackers with fentanyl. Your loved one can snore until the shingles rattle off the roof. Because you'll be practically comatose. S'mores for Snores. Just one bite and say goodnight.
I am. But most importantly, forget about National S'more Day. National Lazy Day. Which I was celebrating by almost not recording this show. Here I am, rocking you like a hurricane. It's time for some schmarch. It is the opposite of religion. I grew up Roman Catholic. I grew up with it being forced down my throat, which some priests would know about. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have my weekly observations. And this week, I am sick and tired of religious people that have to try to convert you all the time when you're hanging out with them. Can't you just accept that some of your friends might not believe in God? Can't you accept that it's not for everybody? And that if God's real, we'll find him in the afterlife? But every time you're hanging out with someone that's religious and they got to make the conversation about God, it's freaking annoying. It's like, we got it, dude. Those are the same people that listen to Charlie Kirk and that get offended by South Park. If you are getting offended by a cartoon, you definitely have a problem. There was this one time, probably 2007, my parents forced me to be an altar boy. And this was in the Catholic Church, obviously. And, you know, they go up and they read the gospel and they got two altar boys around them, which is very weird. And I was not really enjoying being up there. And I let out this huge yawn and the fire. Where you hold like a little fire stick, not the Amazon fire stick. No, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a candle that you hold. The flame went out. And the whole church started laughing. It was not a good memory. My dad was not happy with me in the car. And that's something else I can't stand about religious people. As they'll be, not all of them, just a lot of them, they'll be the most rude in the workplace, the most judgmental, the most prickly around, the most homophobic, transphobic, whatever phobic you can be. But then when they're at church, oh, they're the life for the party. Everyone's hanging out with them and they're doing their thing. And then after church, they're mingling with everybody while eating donut holes. Oh, it's freaking nauseating. This, Justin, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I don't believe in God. I want to believe in God, but I think the human brain does not get enough credit. Everybody goes, oh my God, God's the reason I accomplished this goal. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is the reason I accomplished it. No, you accomplished that goal because you put your mind to it. Like people will say, oh, God's been on your side in the radio business. Like, no, he's not. I had to deal with Kelter for 7 years. I'm just saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you ever notice how the real religious people come from money? Like the really religious people that come from a nice house growing up and their dad's like an accountant and made a lot of boomer money or whatever. Do you notice those are the ones that believe in God? But the ones that are like, I don't know, poor, that are trying to get by, it's like, hey, God, help me out, please. And that has been Schmarch. All right, here's the deal. We're going to come back in happy hour. I don't know how long today is. It might be an hour. It's not going to be any more than an hour. I got my second job today, so we're going to see what we do today. I almost didn't do the show today. I was literally celebrating National Lazy Day, but that is how much I care about you mutants. That is how much I care about Hoppy's homies, which I'm trying to kind of create as a fan base. I'm telling you, I did not feel like recording last night. I got so freaking stoned last night that I woke up with a hangover and woke up at like freaking 11:30. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to record today. Then I got some coffee in me and I went to chill around Pinellas Park and I felt better. And I've never felt better. But due to my bipolar, I'll be depressed in 5 minutes. Because that is how it works. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the deal. We're going to come back at happy hour and get this party going and going after this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah, I want to play a banger that gets the club going. Here is PC Twizzy from 2014 from Palm Beach, Florida. Well, whoa, now.
You know, we've been feeding the streets for a long time.
Feed the music.
Hey, Twizzy.
Whoa, whoa, honey. Only
the real niggas gonna feel this. From the wreck yard to the
just hit another knee. That's why my pocket's so heavy. Calluses on my fingers from busting that Mac 11. Corrupted living in poverty. Went from broke to monopoly. My eyes in the rip. You, I know the reaper been fired. Just hit another knee. Calluses on my fingers from busting that Mac 11. Corrupted living in poverty. Went from broke to monopoly. My eyes in the review. I know the reaper been filing. That Glocks and Mac 10. Choppers ripped through your body. 30-30's the test. You name it, nigga, I shot it. Crack body and rise. Just call me, nigga, I got it. Robbers stealing the killing. Whatever to see a profit. Murder, money, more murder. Cutthroaters and killers. Young niggas slanging out from our beer. The shop a dealer. Soldier rag on my neck. Soldier rag on my wrist. Some soldiers all the way down. Put the soldier dick on your bitch. Hustle until I die. Hustle until I'm musty. Say your fate breed. Cutthroaters not to be trusted. Rough and rugged and thugging. Ugly, muddy, and bloody. Retaliation is a must. And I put that shit on the buddy.
War now.
Cock it back and release. They go treason. Somebody call the police.
199.
Fresh out of prison. They check release. A little peace. And all that acting like you real. Gonna get your bitch ass deceased. Fill the clip up. Cock it back and release. They go treason. Somebody call the police. Fresh out of prison. They check release. A little peace. And all that acting like you real. Gonna get your bitch ass deceased. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm not the one to be fucked with. All that mugging at a nigga. Get your face reconstructed. I'm a bad bitch dreaming. All the real niggas love it. If they send me back to prison, I'ma have a pound flip. Jalapeno pepper bouquet. Jam me up on that one way. Flip me and your fiance. Snatch that nigga out of his will. Like where them bricks at. Bring your ass down to the road. Where them chicks at. Chop your ass off in New York. Where them niggas at. Niggas act gangster till they get their ass bitch slapped. Just to get kidnapped. Your bitch will get butt raped. Duct tape is gangsta over here, bitch. Cock it back and release. They go treason. Somebody call the police. Fresh out of prison. They check release. A little piece and all that acting like you real. Gonna get your bitch ass deceased. Fill a clip up, cock it back and release. They go Jesus, somebody call the police. Fresh out of prison, they check release. A little piece and all that acting like you real. Gonna get your bitch ass deceased. You ain't fucking with me, that's how it is though. It's a poor nigga to try me, ready to kill. You perking like you got all the money, that's what we here for. Take his chain, cut off his finger, snatch off his ear. Rock a vibe, babe, on that need no shit. You ain't in prison, now you thugging, don't believe that shit. Head first with the world like a crocodile alert. Bitch, I'm 10 toes down, a problem child since birth. I'm on the shit, these niggas compulsive to liars. I tie you up like a slave and grenade them niggas behind you. Fuck you up like vagina, cut you up like salami. Hustle told me chill, tweezer, but these niggas stay to try. Fill the clip up, cock it back and release. They go treason, somebody call the police. Fresh out of prison, they check release. A little peace and all that acting like you real. Gonna get your bitch ass deceased. Fill the clip up, cock it back and release. They go treason, somebody call the police. Fresh out of prison, they check release. A little peace and all that acting like you real. Gonna get your bitch ass deceased.
That's
how you see me, my nigga. Say I love.
I got it. 856-49 happy. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Happy right now. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava bar in all the Bay Area. Southeast Botanicals, 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. And that's for booyah. If you go there and you tell Colin Hollister that I sent you, he'll hook you up. Beat drop time. Oh, yeah. Question to my cat. Why is it that when I'm hanging out at the house during the day, you want nothing to do with me? But when it's 3 a.m. and it's a full moon outside, then you want to hang out with me? Man, funk day. I love you, though. Da 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 da. I mean, it's always when I gotta go to bed. She's like, hi, can we hang out?
It's Riz from The Riz Show in St. Louis, and you're listening to my guy, Ryan Hoppy, on Hoppy Hour.
Oh, thank you, Riz.
Mm-hmm. Back with the man who says what everyone's thinking. This is Ryan Hoppy on Hoppy Hour.
I do that. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're afraid to say, I will say it for you.
If the movie Project X was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
In your heart, you know he's right. In your heart, you know he's right.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Oh, yeah. Let's hit the club.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Shut up, bitch!
Listen to radio show. Other stations are tuned in too.
Turn it up to 11. It's Hoppy Hour time, where we talk about love and every wild grind. Ryan's on the mic, yo, the story's a prime.
I got it.
Lips to beats that climb. Hoppy Hour, Ryan, Hoppy, no limits, yeah. No shame. In a world of dates and fame, it's crazy.
Dizzy is a bitch.
Tracks that'll set you.
Little bitch. You're literally little. You're like 6 foot nothing. You're like 5'3". 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Before we get back to the news, let's play a little more of this banger.
Happy hour, Ryan Hoppy. No limits, no shame. In the world of dates and fame, it's a crazy game.
Oh, sure.
Throwing back those tracks that'll set you aflame.
Yeah.
Hold your doll right here, you'll be glad you came.
Happy Hot Topic!
Kourtney Kardashian is thanking her followers for making her aware of child safety precautions.
Honest. Yeah, she was having her kid hang on the side of a boat. Kind of was not the smartest move she's ever done. Not really good.
The reality star faced backlash online after she posted Instagram photos of her summer vacation on Friday and included a snap of herself with her and husband Travis Barker's 21-month-old son Rocky without a life vest aboard a boat.
What I like is that they never show the kid's face. That's this new thing the parents have been doing, and I respect it. We don't need to see what your kid looks like.
No life jacket, and the Mother of the Year award goes to...
God, I mean, I know the kid should probably have a life jacket. I get it. But you're a bunch of loser Karens. And while you're probably critiquing it, your kids are probably acting up at home. Because you ain't perfect, honey. That's what I love about these haters. They're a bunch of losers, and their kids don't love them.
no life jacket, and the Mother of the Year award goes to, one user commented under her post, yeah. while another questioned, what, no life vests? Isn't that against the law? On Saturday, the Lemmy founder responded to the criticism in an Instagram story where she shared that she bought a life vest. Update, bought a life vest that fits. Yeah. Good looking out. Honestly, didn't think about some of the dangers.
Yeah, you definitely didn't, because you're stupid.
Thank you for making me aware, and hopefully this helps make other mommies aware of the dangers of certain types of boating without a life vest.
You can be my mommy.
The Kardashians.
I love that sauna, right? It's so freaking cool. It's my, like, my anxiety. Right here.
The Kardashian star's post also got attention for another reason, as she responded to a user who asked about pregnancy rumors. Eating pancakes and jumping off cliffs, she said, denying the online chatter.
In addition, I love this sound effect. Makes you want to party in a club.
In addition to her and Travis's son, Courtney also shares three older children with ex Scott Disick.
Whatever.
Mason, Penelope, and Rain.
All right, there we go. I have this rule. Once you start talking about the kids, I'm out of there. This freaking news is very sad.
Brandon Blackstock has passed away. He died at the age of 48 after battling cancer. His rep revealed in a statement to Access Hollywood on August 7th that reads, quote, "It is with great sadness that we share the news that Brandon Blackstock has passed away."
Yeah, you know Kelly Clarkson probably regrets how she treated him.
Brandon bravely battled cancer for more than 3 years. He passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. We thank you for your thoughts and prayers and ask everyone to respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time.
That is.
Prior to the announcement of his passing, his ex-wife Kelly Clarkson took to Instagram to reveal she is postponing her Las Vegas residency.
Yeah, you probably should hang out with the kids right now.
To be fully present for their children, revealing that Brandon had been ill. While I normally keep my personal life private, this past year, my children's father has been ill, and at this moment, I need to be fully present for them, her post read in part.
Good job reading the room.
Brandon and Kelly share two children together, 11-year-old daughter River Rose, and 9-year-old son Remington Alexander.
Wow, those poor kids are gonna... I lost my dad at 21, which still feels really young, so I know the pain they're going through.
Christy Brinkley and her daughter are putting dating apps to the test.
Oh, it is.
On the August 4th episode of Kristen Davis's Are You a Charlotte podcast, the Sex and the City star and Christy had a conversation about their observation that some men tend to date younger as they age.
Duh!
The 71-year-old model shared that her 27...
Gosh, she's freaking hot. Sit on my lap!
...year-old daughter, Sailor, recently conducted a, quote, experiment to see how Christy would fare on the digital dating scene.
Got it.
And what they found left Kristen in shock.
I'm not on any kind of dating app like that, but my daughter, Sailor, she's so mischievous. She created, she wanted to see what kind of guys, and she put, like, for like an hour or something, she put me up there with a name, and she said, "Mom, you're right not to go on it, because the same guys that, you know, said yes to me saying yes to you, like
threesome time,
like it was
no
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love this experiment.
Do you, honey?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, wow
smart Sailor, that is a really fascinating
is it fascinating
Yes. Fascinating little experiment.
Christy also offered her two cents on why she believes some men don't date women closer to their age.
I find that what men like to do is
have sex.
Sort of be able to find somebody that's very, that'll be impressed by every little thing that they do.
Man, it's called our egos.
Like, really? Oh, you're taking me to that?
She sounds like a cackling hen. Shut up!
Restaurant? You know.
I love your imitation.
Shut up! You guys have problem with med because you're high maintenance.
That's great.
The Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover star has been married 4 times, including spending nearly a decade wed to music legend Billy Joel.
Whatever, there you go. Friggin' moron. This is kind of cute.
What do you each consider to be the sweetest thing about the other?
Just that he's so kind and generous.
Liam.
Her spirit.
Her boobs!
And her she's a giggler like me. I love that.
Pamela and Liam giving the fans what they want, even packing on a little playful PDA during their Watch What Happens Live appearance.
The way Pamela Anderson looks, no, it's not because she looks old. She just looks so, like, not what I'm used to. It's just freaking weird.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
So much better.
Nice.
I love Andy Cohen, man. He's got beauty.
I do just want to say, as a very old friend of yours,
yeah,
all of your friends are very much standing this relationship, as the kids say. Just want to say that.
Aww.
Right, Danny?
Oh, damn. Give it 2 months and I'll freaking break up.
Somebody said the other day, they're like, they used to always be together. Now you never see them together.
Bunny XO offering fans her reason for stepping back from the red carpet. While the Dumb Blonde podcast hosts a
I love that name. Because it's true.
And companion for husband Jelly Roll, she says their IVF journey's taken a toll, leading to the speculation she addressed August 8th on the pod. The 45-year-old already stepmom to the country star's two kids from past relationships, daughter Bailey Ann and son Noah Buddy.
Mom.
I'm like, do you guys not know for the past 6 months I've been trying to make a baby? Like, my husband has to work to bring home the bacon. I have to work. Yeah. Luckily,
because you're a god dang it.
I have the luxury of being able to work from home. So he doesn't. He has to make appearances. Yeah. But I literally have been on IVF meds.
God, you know he's chilling.
That's for 6 months and going through heartbreak and
that
so
sucks.
Much. So that's why you haven't seen me. But mama's about to pop out.
Oh, yeah.
But Bunny's made at least one exception. Supporting her man at SummerSlam 2025, where Jelly Roll met his match with the likes of Logan Paul.
Here's your viral moment, everyone.
There you go. That's all that's online here.
Well, there are plenty of headlines today about the so-called king of all media, Howard Stern, ending his show. Is he retiring?
Everybody hating on him online is jealous of his success. And all these guys that I'm even a fan of, like Man Cow, and all these other radio shows, Opie and Anthony. I mean, Anthony's kind of got a job, but all these guys out there are just hating on him. I'm like, yeah, he sold out. Yeah, he's not the same guy that we grew up listening to, but he's still a success story. And you're all, what's the word? Losers!
Pushed out or just playing hardball?
I would like to quit at some point.
Here's what
12 years ago.
We know. According to multiple reports, Howard's contract is up at the end of 2025. One story claims that while Sirius is planning to make him an offer, they don't intend for him to take it. Yesterday, as cancellation rumors spread,
I'm breaking.
Oh, the freaking conservative losers came out the closet. I just radio guy, Mark Kay, was like, he's canceled. I'm like, so are you, dude. You're doing a video online.
Into the channels.
Howard, who was on hiatus, briefly broke into summer reruns to go live, not directly addressing the
The problem is you never know when he's live, man.
Cancellation headlines, but reassuring fans, he'd return next month for now.
We will be back, though. Very soon. I've been refueling, so to speak.
Now you've been banging.
We're back live on Tuesday, September 2nd.
This is the problem.
I like to work.
You're unrelatable.
My own equipment.
E.T. was with Howard in 2005, just as he was about to shake up satellite radio.
And he did. He launched that network. I mean, it exists. It existed before him. But he's the main reason.
It goes all the way down. We have production facilities of our own.
The shock jock showing then E.T. correspondent Vanessa Lachey around his cutting-edge Sirius XM production space in Manhattan.
It's so weird. I went there. I got to sit in on the Opie and Jimmy show, kind of.
I feel like this is your version of Cribs.
This Howard's is my crib, yeah. And this is the first...
It's a very 2005 reference.
First time I'll be national.
Rumor had it, this whole serious deal was like $500 million.
The deal was a very big deal. For me, it's a step to the moon.
But that's not relatable.
While Howard called it a step to the moon, his listener numbers lately have been a lot more down to earth.
There was a statistic one time that one out of every four cars on the Long Island Expressway were listening to my show.
Back then, Howard's show had about 20 million listeners a day tuning in. Today, after almost two decades on Sirius XM, he gets a reported 125,000 a day.
I don't believe that. It was the freaking Sun reporting it. Maybe, I just don't believe that. That's how many listeners Mike Calta has locally. So you're telling me that the amount of listens that Mike Calta gets or other radio shows, that's what the worldwide show has? Man, funk that.
Feel.
It feels great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, Britney Spears' ex promises to be extremely intimate and transparent in his just-announced memoir, You Thought You Knew, dropping October 21st.
What a freaking cloud chaser. K-Fed's always been a loser!
It's kind of interesting to see how we fell in love, got in fights, everything. You know?
Fighting for each other.
It's just kind of there.
ET's learned part of it will focus on their most infamous moments. K-Fed teases he'll touch on getting constant ridicule while being married to Britney, calling their family life, quote, nonstop emotional turbulence.
Oh, and you're never the problem, brah.
Of course, Britney fans are anxious over what the ex-DJ will disclose. The 47-year-old has since remarried, and Brit gave K-Fed his...
She looks just like Britney, like a more athletic Britney, less farting Britney.
Final five-figure monthly child support check last year when son Jaden...
Yeah, now he needs that buck to make some money, man, because he's out of it.
Jaden turned 18. That's him yesterday on a smoothie run. He's in L.A. pursuing music.
All right, good luck with that. All right, here's this.
Kim Kardashian is keeping up with science. The reality star takes to Instagram August 8th to share she's undergone cutting-edge stem cell therapy to treat her chronic pain.
That's good!
Writing, 2 years ago, I tore my shoulder while lifting weights, leaving me in debilitating pain.
Honest.
I tried everything to find relief, then I learned about the potential of stem cell therapy.
Man, religious people do not like it at all!
And the results were immediate. I regained full range of motion and my shoulder has felt completely normal ever since. Kim then reveals she's recently undergone the treatment yet again, this time for her quote, unbearable back pain.
Whatever.
Saying, stem cell treatment was a game changer once again. If you're struggling with back pain, I can't recommend this treatment enough.
I might honestly try that because I have really bad back pain.
Kourtney Kardashian is sharing a motherhood milestone. The reality star takes to Instagram August 8th to celebrate World Breastfeeding Week by giving an update on her own journey breastfeeding youngest.
That's freaking cute.
Son, Rocky Barker. Writing on her IG stories, World Breastfeeding Week, 21 months and going strong.
Hell yeah, baby! Mm-hmm. I wonder if Travis Barker gets to breastfeed some of it.
The 46-year-old who welcomed Rocky in November 2023 with husband Travis Barker.
I forgot they had a kid.
And reveals that prior to their son's birth, she was told not to get her hopes up about being able to breastfeed him.
Honest.
Writing, I told my baby we would breastfeed when he was in my tummy every day after doctors told me he probably wouldn't be able to breastfeed. I prayed about it and I believed it.
You know, they say, oh God, a lot in the household.
Blessed and grateful for this beautiful life and experience together with my baby. Kourtney, who's also mom to 15-year-old son Mason, 13-year-old daughter Penelope, and 10-year-old son Rain with ex Scott Disick, has been candid about her attachment style parenting, which includes extended breastfeeding and co-sleeping.
That's cute. A little clingy of a kid.
Commenting on the latest season of The Kardashians, how she balances her busy work schedule and feeding Rocky.
I've been in my dressing room since 10:30. I'm so hungry. When I get hangry, when I'm breastfeeding, I will complain about any and everything that's in my way.
That's gotta be freaking annoying.
Kourtney Kardashian is proving her vibe right now is just living life. After the Lemmy founder posted a carousel of moments from her recent Idaho getaway to Instagram August 8th, speculation began once again that she's pregnant. However, the 46-year-old was quick to shut down the rumors with her iconic Courtney sass.
Oh, jeez, that's a little ass kissing. I wouldn't mind kissing that ass, huh?
As one social media user comments, rumors have it that you're pregnant, Courtney. To which she replies, eating pancakes and jumping off cliffs.
Is that sassy? It's kind of boring.
And it appears that's exactly what Court did on her family vacay. With the reality star sharing a snap of piled high pancakes and a clip of her jumping off a small cliff as husband Travis Barker cheers her on. And pregnant...
Whatever. So there's we're just kind of flying through the news clips today.
All eyes are on Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet's very public but private romance. In April 2023, multiple outlets reported that the pair were dating. Months after Kylie split from Travis Scott, the father of her two children, 7-year-old Stormy and 3-year-old Air. By August 2023, the Kylie Cosmetics founder and Dune actor were spotted together at Beyoncé's Renaissance tour in Los Angeles.
That's good!
As well as a New York Fashion Week dinner together and the U.S. Open in September. Shortly after, Kylie and Timothy began their award show outings together, attending the Wall Street Journal Magazine Innovator Awards and the 2024 Golden Globes side by side.
Adorable.
The beauty mogul continuously supported Timothy during his Oscars campaign for the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, sitting tableside with the nominee at the Golden Globes and stepping out at the Vanity Fair Oscars afterparty. However, the couple did not make their red carpet debut until May 2025.
I have a saying, if I'm bored, you're bored! So we're gonna move on.
And from 37, in between writing and directing seasons of White Lotus, Mike White.
He's a freaking weirdo, man. He gives me such bad vibes.
He's back.
Jeff Probst breaking down Mike White's Survivor return for its season 50 milestone. The host shared his reasons with The Hollywood Reporter in an interview posted August 7th, saying he's arguably the single best storyteller we've ever had.
I mean, that's not false. But his stories involve incest like a weirdo!
And one of the most peculiar and loving people I've ever met.
Is that really true? We've kind of heard he's a load of a twat.
White Lotus creator was the runner-up in 2018 season 37, before bringing his passion for exotic locale drama to HBO's Emmy-winning series. Amid fans questioning the A-list addition, Jeff said, "The thing that's most interesting about Mike playing, there is no hiding that he is the biggest writer, director, show creator in the world right now."
Kiss his ass a little more, my God.
Now, and he wanted to come back and play Survivor.
All right, there's that. Got a few more headlines before break.
Josh Duhamel is opening up about his decision to leave Hollywood. During an interview with People Magazine, published August 10th, the actor gets candid about the reason he wanted to move his family out of Los Angeles for a quieter lifestyle in Minnesota.
Hell yeah!
Sharing, "I make movies and TV shows and I love it. I truly do love it. But I had this calling to go and really..."
He was great on the show, Santa Clarita Diet.
"...do things with my hands again, fix things, make things, and just do the basic things that we take for granted."
Yeah, he's kind of anonymous out there.
Adding, "I'm really more of a guy who wants to stay true to my roots and get back to the basics. Hone whatever basic skills I need in this world of massive technology to do the basic things to provide for my family. That's really what it's about for me."
That's good. Cute. It's a cute story.
And for Josh, who shares 18-month-old son Shepherd with wife Audra, in addition to eldest...
See, he showed his kid's face. Some celebrities do, some don't.
...son Axel, who he shares with ex Fergie, being able to go off-grid on a lakeside property has allowed him to reassess his priorities.
All right, there's that.
Blac Chyna is revealing the reason behind her recent split.
So she was engaged to Derek Milano. And as I said, if you get a woman engaged, but you don't have any bit of a date ready, you're just trying to lock her down because you're afraid she'll leave.
After the rapper, who now goes by her real name, Angela White, announced that she and fiancé Derek Milano had called off their engagement last month, she's now sharing why they decided to go their separate ways.
That is.
Telling Entertainment Tonight in an interview published August 6th, "First of all, it was mutual. Nothing happened. Nobody cheated.
Rod is. He just got kind of sick of each other.
But I'm going in a different direction than Derek. Like we're both...
So she dumped him.
Mm-hmm.
...doing our own things, and I feel like I just really need to focus on myself and my kids and my spirituality and...
Oh, shut up. That's what every woman says when they have a huge body comes. My spirituality.
Everything that comes with that. And as for where she stands with the Grammy winner today, Angela explains, me and Derek was friends before. We're really good friends still, too.
I'm telling you, you can never be friends with your exes. He's sick of you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play a banger from 2009. Do it like my birthday. I'm going to take you back to 2009. We're going in a time machine. Do it like my birthday by Soundmaster T. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Sagittarius, birthday November 27. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking to be fame and torturing them with the bullshit they handing out. Pull a twist to make a wishing. Blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Sagittarius, birthday November 27. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking to be fame and torturing them with the bullshit they handing out. Pull a twist to make a wishing. Blow the candles out. Pull an all-white phantom out. I'ma kill them with the pants and the shirt and the shoes and the hat with the shades and the chain and the watch is the reason I be standing now. Wear ice and spin that cake while I lick the icing off the cake. Uh-huh. It's twist the B-Day, y'all. Come on, everybody, put the twist celebrate me.
Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. All day. This is just the beginning, it only gets better. Now wear my hat, now wear my shirt. You never do it like the last day on earth. And if you really want to spill on the deal, you will sound like a mug. Yeah, fly in the mug.
Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday.
It's going down, man.
Bag matching Gucci pumps, shoes matching the belt, skirt matching the blouse, chain matching the ring. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, I got so many haters. Why is so many hating? Sick like a mental patient. I floss like a dentist patient. Just keep testing my patience. Sick of working my nerves. I'm getting spending that money like the first and the third.
Leaning on gated skin, blowing cushion the winds. It's like, hey, yeah, popping no tags. These beavers busting the sag. I'm gonna whip it when I'm going. All around me, so I'm buying up the bar. Yeah. I'm a hood star and I'm partying like a rock star. Yeah. Only at my pick game, meaning you can't upgrade me, mommy. I'm the guap green king, like
do it like my, do it like my, do it like my, do it like my, do it, do it, do it like my birthday. Every day, do it like my birthday. Do it, do it, do it like my birthday.
You did.
That's what we say around here. Out. Bling with the fresh gear. Keep it cocked, snake skin, buck 50 hat. Get it painted old school, rolling around in four flat
gas. Hit the liquor store, mix the Remy with the Dro. Rolling on the 94, looking for them sexy. Oh, I'm ballin' with Kelly, cause I'm a flirt. Fucking VIP with Don Juan.
I do it like my birthday, I do it like it hurts. Hey, okay. Watching these bad just to do it in the worst way. I'm a winner, mama, I am in the first place. Catch me on the dance floor throwing up my birthplace. I'm an animal, I woke up on a Monday, and subsequently I ain't go to sleep till it was Thursday. This is a shot of Patron and blow a birthday. Get up with a bitch, you can take her home on the first day. Burger King, mama, you can have it your way, or I can bring another bitch and y'all can do it her way. Hotel room, do not disturb way. That's how I'ma do it when I do it like my birthday.
That's a good song, right? You liked it, right? You were banging your head, going crazy and wild in the club. That's what I do. I assume you're not listening in the club. 856-49-HOPPY.
Wah, 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 wah.
Drop time. Oh yeah. This following segment has to be brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around, Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B. And B is for Bula. Go there for the best kava and kratom around. You can also go to southeastbotanicals.net. This is also being brought to you by fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. This is being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you he's the best MMA driver, not driver, best MMA trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com. WestTraceprinting.com. The best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up. I'll go there. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. At RichKBarber.com. He's at 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that is in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta sign up ahead of time. You can't just go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? But if you go to RichKBarber.com and sign up, you'll save $10. And finally, are you mentally ill like me?
Mm-hmm.
CounselingOnCall.net. If you live in Florida or Maryland, you can sign up. All right. We're gonna come back on Happy Hour and keep this party going. Question. Why is it that everybody thinks, because I'm a loudmouth on this podcast, that I'm going to be a loudmouth in person? I promise I'm a nice enough guy. And why is it that whenever my friends are hanging out with me, they always want to name drop, oh, you do radio, to everybody else? Dude, I'm shy and an introvert. Funk Dad. Da-da-da-da. Let's see what's going on here. Let's hang out with some of the radio hosts I like that made me liners hanging out in the club.
Hey, it's Riz from The Riz Show in STL, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
That is a me.
Hi, this is Rod Ryan from The Rod Ryan Show in Houston, Texas, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour.
That's me.
Hey, everybody, this is Dave Pratt in Arizona, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my friend Ryan Hoppy.
The show you take your insecurities on to. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, isn't that the truth? All right, let's get back for the last segment of this show.
Doors closing.
Oh, get electrocuted!
something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
We had surgery. I had an internal bleeding. I lost 50% of my blood. I was on my deathbed.
Chad Michael Murray is reflecting on a scary experience. During an appearance on the August 8th episode of the Great Company podcast, the Freakier Friday actor opened up about a near-death experience he had when he was just a teenager.
I was 15.
Yeah.
And my intestines had twisted and I was hospitalized for 2.5 months. It was a lot. So we had surgery. I had internal bleeding. I lost 50% of my blood. I was on my
That's not good.
Deathbed.
And while trying to recall the hospital stay, Chad admits he doesn't have a lot of memory of the experience because he was, quote, in and out of consciousness.
I was in and out of consciousness. And so I have visions. And I don't want to get too specific about all that stuff.
Why?
But I just remember seeing my father, the weakest I'd ever seen him, and a priest at the end of my bed. And they're talking about last rites and all that stuff. And they gave me a blood transfusion to save my life. My nurse did.
Mm.
And saved my life. But regardless, you're in there for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, my organs shut down because you have blood all coagulated around them. And they got to wait till everything. So anyway, I had to have a second surgery to clean everything up.
Chad ends by sharing how his time in the hospital not only connected him with his faith, but created a closer bond with his dad.
I started my relationship with God.
Oh, wow. God, shut
Amazing.
Up.
And my relationship.
What about my dad? He was super religious and died of fucking cancer and went to church every week. You had good health care. Shut up with the God shit.
My father became really close because my dad, raising five.
All right, I can't listen to that. Sorry, I'm not trying to like hate on religion, but I do. What about all the kids that get sex trafficked in Tampa? God's not on their side.
Mm-hmm.
The actor Michael Blackson said he took a coffee break while his wife was in labor and missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the audio about it from TMZ.
Oh my God, it's the happy family. Congratulations.
Yes. Thanks, man.
Oh my God, congratulations to you too.
Thank you.
Am I allowed to get a shot of the little baby?
Yeah, look. Picture of Bruce
Let me
Lee.
See him.
Bruce Leroy in it.
Leroy?
Just showing the kid's whole face.
Bruce Leroy has been funny.
Oh,
man.
Bruce Leroy.
You look like a combination of George Jefferson, Chico Bean, Lavelle Crawford.
Seriously.
And
his wife seems so sick.
Tiger Woods. I'm not sure who's a real father.
Him.
How do you put up with him? Seriously, how do you put up with him?
I smack him around. Could you tell by the gas?
Oh, jeez. Wow. What a bitch.
You're funny, dude.
Someone wears the pants in that house.
How?
Shut up.
Old is your son?
A month and a half.
A month and a half. Yeah. Is it your first?
No. It's my youngest. You know, my first in 18 years.
How are you enjoying fatherhood?
No, it's great. It's great. It's a great feeling. It's a new feeling. It's like starting all over again.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it, every moment of it.
Now, who's waking up mostly in the middle of the night?
Oh, she is. I'm asleep.
Of course.
He is not in a good spot with her.
Yeah. What's your main duty?
Pay the bills.
That's hilarious, man.
No, it's not. It's kind of sad.
Any push presents?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what?
Do you believe in push
presents?
Oh, yeah,
100%. She got some jewelry. She didn't put it on today, but she got some push jewelry mostly.
Oh, fantastic.
A new earring, some...
Yeah,
everyone deserves a push present.
Were you there? Were you in, like, the delivery room and
Here it comes.
Everything?
Yes, I was there. I went out to get some coffee, and then I came back and the baby
came. He missed the delivery.
She is never letting that go.
I went out to get some coffee, and then
he seems so regretful about it.
I came back to baby.
He missed the delivery.
He missed the delivery.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He honored my ball.
Wow, she seems so insufferable. Run, bro!
Tell me what happened.
What?
He went to get coffee, dummy.
It was hours upon hours. I said, okay, let me run through this. Let me leave out of this hospital. The hospital is very cold. I'm African. I hate the cold.
Right.
So I stepped out for like 30, 45 minutes. I came back and baby came out.
Oh. Well, that's stupid. 30 to 45 minutes?
Pretty much went to the wrong hospital.
Oh, yeah,
they know. Wow, what a bitch. I don't even want to listen to this stupid twat. Here is, let me see here. Jordan Hudson says, I'm a PR dynamo. I am a PR dynamo for Bill Belichick. Reportedly likens herself to Taylor Swift's team. Mm-hmm. And here is a podcast talking about it.
Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
The sports gossip podcast.
Bill Belichick, head coach of UNC, former Patriots head coach. Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend who's been in the news.
Yeah.
She called.
She what?
Called me out of the blue. Two Saturdays ago at 9:07 p.m. She also loved that we had said that she is Bill Belichick's Tree Payne.
Women can be so freaking annoying.
Tree Payne is Taylor Swift's redheaded publicist.
Yeah.
She
got a bunch of cackling hounds.
She said, I love that you said that I'm like Bill's Tree Payne because I am.
All right. Good luck with that, Bill. Stupid idiot.
But I guess there is some narrative completion here in the fact that she called me alone Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then Friday at 2:45, I answer. She, it starts out, there's like a real edge to her voice this time. And she was like, travel, I couldn't make travel.
I can't listen to this. Freaking boring! This is why it's a problem. Everyone has a podcast. Patrick Mahomes says his dad's 2024 DWI hurt him, but they're doing much better now. Yeah, you know, he was pissed off. And Pierce Morgan was talking smack about Jake Paul and now says he's sorry. Pierce Morgan's a little bitch. He never sticks by his opinion because he's a moron. And he knows that everything he says is so stupid and he failed in America replacing Larry King. So he's got to do that clickbait garbage over in the UK. This next headline is quite frightening. Armie Hammer, who had all the cannibal allegations, all those creepy things that canceled him in Hollywood, and Nepo Baby Douche. He says, I love marijuana roofing people. The fact that you're even using the word roofing, it's freaking frightening.
So at that time, you never were getting, you were never getting in trouble. Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
The only vice that you had was that you smoked more marijuana than anyone on earth.
That's probably true.
And
loser.
That's probably true.
And, I mean, I do it too, but.
And you loved other people smoking with you.
That's true.
So
I loved poisoning people.
Yeah. Well, don't say that because that's so.
No. I loved smoking marijuana with people to the point where, like, they were like, I'm so stoned, I can't find my feet.
Right.
He is a sociopath.
Right. And so.
Don't say that.
Yes.
You were born a loser and you'll always be a loser.
Don't say that. We're going to talk about.
Where I loved marijuana roofing.
Where
people.
where you need to self censor you.
God, he's a stupid
anyway,
fuck.
Yeah, so you're smoking massive amounts of marijuana.
I think at that point in my life,
God, he makes potheads look bad. Never smoke weed again. I don't want to be affiliated with you.
I was smoking upwards of like 15 to 20 joints a day.
All right, here's the problem. Boomers that hate on weed that are trying to bring it back, not bring it back, but like trying to bring back the marijuana laws, think that every pothead is like him. Trust me, we want nothing to do with you, you moron.
Yeah.
All right. Go to tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/HOPPE Hour 2025. tinyurl.com/HOPPE Hour 2025 to vote Happy Hour as best podcast, radio show, radio host, and radio station by the Creative Loafing at Tampa Bay. tinyurl.com/HOPPE Hour 2025. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Leave me a voicemail. Ryan Hoppy Radio on Twitter and ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This is Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take you back again to 2006. With Droked Out by Soundmaster T, which was a big hit in Chicago.
Got a new sound, making all the hoes get down. Need a quick man, make your chain swing. Pimps and the players gon' do the damn thing. Coming in the club, taking over streets, taking over main with the choked out beats. Got 'em on charge, got 'em on lock. Everywhere we go, guaranteed to blow the spot. Messages to them haters, trying to play them gators. Bullets gon' blaze ya, nothing is gonna save ya. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. I balls out a lot, cause you know I call the shots. Stacking paper like the baking sodas in the pot.
We got the remix, we got the drones, we got them hit. Down on the floor.
We getting choked out, We be getting choked out.
Hey, Goose. Hey, shout it, let me see you get loose. We getting
choked out, We be getting choked out,
Let's go.
We be getting choked out.
Pop a Patron with a mean lean. Yeah. Slim tilted and representing my home team. Super ugly with a stack of money, it's a Gator King. By the bar, come Mr. Pimpin', it's a Gator thing.
Tell them how we do it, Joe.
Gator.
Gator
ones. Rims.
They're spinning.
And I ain't even driving, I'm just parking lot pimping. Slide open the club, finna manage in them tipsy. So fresh, so clean. With a swagger in my lip, and what it is.
What it do.
Come on, shout it, let me see you get loose. If you bought it, you can get some great goose. And VIP, I'm putting my hands on you.
Hey, we got the remix.
We got the drones.
We got them hit getting down on the floor.
We getting choked out. We be getting choked out. We be getting choked out.
Never hear. Hey, goose. Hey, shout it. Let me see you get loose. We getting
choked out. We be getting choked out. We be getting choked out.
Don't be putting no chases in my drink. I want two high liquors, pimp. Smoke, drink, smoke, people stay bent. All on the earth, I don't even care. Speech all slurred, nothing in my cup. Shit, it's all girl. Y'all hiding the motherfucker making up words. Looking like men, I like them light skin. Two at a time, got them 20 twin twins. Patron and Grey Goose, Mega Ray and Seagram's gin. Stay together in my glass like they all best friends. I can't walk, I can't die. out. Joking from the day to the dark. Teeth are off a square, but my goons on pee. It's drinks on you, all eyes on me. And niggas with me drinking dumb. Henny mixed with Remy Ma. Party going all night. When we kick it hard. Niggas get they smoke out. They be getting choked out. Mix it with some liquor, nigga. We be getting choked out.
We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Oh yeah. Whatever. Fuck you, dude.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. A-F-U-E-R-A Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok. Fox and Joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's Hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom. This stream syndicated sorrow. Now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio is made like a Wilson Rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
nothing but the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy strokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Poppy hour is now over.
Poppy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.